Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store location, 24103 U.S. 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point, next to the Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. H.I. Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from, and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal! You can also go online at hicabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood and they are soft clothes. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And H.I. Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give H.I. Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. H.I. Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641 for information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to H.I. Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 U.S. 19, right at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point Road, or H.I. Cabinetry and Holiday at 1832 U.S. 19 at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
JJ's Big Apple Classics is the home of the half-pound sandwich and the home of the
one-pound sandwich.
That's right, I said 1 pound of made-to-order goodness. Located at 803 South Missouri Avenue in Clearwater, you can give them a call at 727-404-2015. Dine in, pick up, take out, or have it delivered with Uber Eats. That's JJ's Big Apple Classics at the corner of Missouri Avenue and Druid Road, 727-404-2015. It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
Special guest. So we got in the house. Can you at least give your name?
Luz.
And she's from Unique Beautiful Cleaning Company. And she does all types of cleaning. She does one time, weekly, bi-weekly, monthly. And she's a fantastic. So you could just tell she does a good job. So if you need to have your house look beautiful, unique, and clean, very good. And then we have Brian in the house from My Style Boutiques. And then you also have a warehouse, too.
That is correct. We have an 8,000 square foot warehouse. And we also have the boutique, which has just enlarged up to 4,000 square feet.
So that's 12,000 square feet altogether.
That's correct.
And that's a lot of furniture.
It's a lot of furniture, home decor, clothing, shoes, you name it, we got it.
Wow. That's something. You know what I'm saying? If you think about that, 12,000. I'm trying to visualize how big 12,000 square feet is. Is it big? Like I know,
well,
it's big, but that's stupid.
The warehouse being 8,000 square feet, it's literally just a big open warehouse. It's got three bays. So imagine when you go to, whether you go to like a Kmart or something like that, and you have the bays where they actually, the trucks would pull up and they unload. We actually have three of those. And then my house, and then the boutique is actually an old house. There's actually 13 rooms. Each room is beautifully decorated. We just opened up the upstairs, which is another 1,000 square feet. There's four rooms upstairs.
Yeah, it's almost like when you go to these places, you feel like you should pay a dollar or two because they're so beautiful to go through. It's like a museum.
You know, our place is not like most of the other places. A lot of times people think that because the fact that it's, used furniture or vintage clothing, it's not that. We make sure that we wash all of our clothes, so they're wash and wear. It smells fresh in air. Everything is beautifully displayed. So not only when you walk in, you can see everything. Unlike when you go to like a Walmart, Goodwill, or Salvation Army, it's just cluttered. Mine is not. It's beautifully displayed. You can actually walk into a room. You can actually visualize this dining room set being in your home because it's literally, I have dishes set out. I make it look like a dining room.
What do you think? How does that sound to you, right?
Sounds nice.
Like someone, it looks like someone that has organization. And it also says to me that you're dedicated.
Yes.
Would you say organized, dedicated?
What organized, dedicated. I got a little bit of style.
And style. Good point.
You know, it's
my style, right?
You know, that's why we call it My Style. You know,
My Style Boutique. And do you have a website set up, too, where people can go look at how beautiful it is?
We do. We have. We actually have a commercial that's televised on Spectrum, which actually gives you a nice walkthrough. You can also go onto My Style St. Pete. That's our website. It actually shows quite a bit of, it's a young website, so it's being completely updated.
How long did it take to get the website up? Like once you start from start to like just getting it up? Not like it was complete.
It took a few weeks, you know.
I'm saying from the day you decided to do it, when was the website up? How long?
Well,
it was done correctly, but when was the website up?
The website was up. We had to go through GoDaddy in order to get the domain name,
right?
The website, and then it's all about pictures and running your specials. We had at the time when we had the first website opened, we had four locations, so we had to advertise all four of them.
Right.
Now we're down to, we're downsizing just a little bit. One of them closed down, and then, so now we just have the warehouse. and the boutique. So we're really concentrating on...
And they must be really full because you took the stuff from the other locations.
Completely full.
Completely full.
Completely full. The boutique, I actually do the cherry picking. I pick the best products that we have to put in my boutique because it's, you know, it's the showroom.
Sure. No, that sounds good. Do you have any questions?
No.
No.
I do have a website. It's called Unique and Beautiful Cleaning. UniqueandBeautifulCleaning.com. Also have a company in Pennsylvania that I work for, two property managements. So I clean all their units and their houses, and I also have clients as well out there in Pennsylvania.
Wow. And then how do you keep that going down there when you're here?
I have my manager, my general manager. She runs it for me in Pennsylvania.
Well, good. So you stay busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you expand it out here to Florida. So like what I say with people like you is that this ain't your first rodeo, so you don't have the learning curve.
No.
That's why I was asking you about your website. Was there a learning curve there, stuff you know now that you didn't know then?
Yeah.
Right. So you know what I'm saying? So the first time, it took you 2 or 3 weeks to get it going, right?
That is correct.
And then after 2 or 3 weeks, you saw, oh, maybe I can add a video here, or I can do this here. And,
yeah.
And then you improve. But at least it took you 2 weeks to get it up.
At least 2 weeks.
Right.
So, and I had somebody that came in, because I'm not familiar with doing websites. So I actually had one of our friends come and help us to get the website up and going. And like I said, it's a learning curve.
And then how long did it, do you remember how long it took? You know, your people can watch this, by the way, because we're on YouTube. So if you want, hey, Bobby.
Yes.
We're on YouTube, we're on the internet, right?
Right, so you go to Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube, and this will be the first video up right now.
Okay. Right, so it's live. It's a live feed, and you are people in... Where are you from again?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. So if you want your people, your general manager and your people to watch it, they can get a live feed on YouTube.
Worldwide.
And then we're also worldwide, and then we're also on the internet for our Facebook.
That's awesome. I can definitely
TanTalkNetwork.com.
Make sure I put this into our website.
Yeah, and then what we could do is, that I was thinking that too, is if you want next time, because I'll do another interview with you, you can set your phone up where it goes directly into your Facebook. So you can say radio show and then your name and blah, blah, blah. Just adds credibility.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
I always tell people, why not? Like with some things I say, like, you ever think of that? Why not? Kids always ask crazy questions, right? Why is the grass green?
That's it.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Why can't we still be kids and be open-minded? Right? So then you have that cleaning service, Unique Beauty. Do you have any questions you would like to ask my friend over here?
I do. Me being, I am looking for, say if I was looking for to hire you, what do you have that would, are you bonded? No.
I'm licensed and insured.
Licensed and insured? Mm-hmm. Awesome. That a lot of people are definitely, especially when you have a strange person coming into your home.
Yes.
And how long have you been in business up in Pennsylvania?
For three years.
3 years? And where are you located at down here?
Palm Harbor.
Palm Harbor?
Yes.
That's awesome. You know, Palm Harbor, it's kind of centrally located there, and mm-hmm. with that you can get, and how far do you travel to?
The most I've traveled was like 1 hour and 10 minutes.
So you can go down over to Easton, and you can go all the way up as far as Bradenton, Tampa. That's awesome.
Yes. Because it's the... Empire Property Management is a really big company out there. They manage a lot of landlords' properties. So they have a lot of units everywhere. All Lehigh Valley, Phillipsburg. So I travel all of those places.
Right. I have this company that calls me up. For my son has a maid service, and he had my phone number down. And they always call me up to see if I want to. They want to sublet jobs. What I'll do from now on is just pass that on to you.
Okay.
And I'll give you their phone number the next time I get a call.
Okay, thank you.
Because I know what you mean. They have companies that hire sublet to you, right? And then they pay you
once a month. Vendor for them.
Right, so you get paid like once a month. Is that how it goes?
No, actually, I get paid weekly.
Well, that's good. It's easier.
Once I put the invoice in, they pay me.
Fantastic. And those were good questions you've asked, right? Like, you know, those are questions sometimes I forget to ask. Like, it is good to qualify someone before you, definitely before you let them into your business.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was good. For me, sometimes, like, I get into a rut personally, right? And it's like it's a mental issue, right? And us three here and four being our own bosses, right? We don't got to punch in.
No.
And they say the definition of integrity is when no one's watching, you still do the right thing, mm-hmm. right? That's integrity, right? And sometimes, like, we're, like, I get into a rut. I can't explain it. You know, I guess it's like a mental depression almost, right? And I get there sometimes. And then I don't work. And then I'm awake at nighttime, right? Say 3-4 in the morning, laying in bed, where really I should be asleep.
I know what you're talking about. I'm always having it where I have something going through my head. My mind is always racing. What should I, how can I make my store better looking? You know, what do I have coming in the next day, coming from the warehouse? Because the fact that I just sold some furniture, so now I have to go to the warehouse and restock it. And then not only do I restock it, but I also now I change a lot of things around, because this way, when not just my new clients that come in, but I have regulars that come in all the time just to see what's new that's coming in. So I try to make all 13 rooms fresh looking. So I'm constantly taking furniture that we've had for a few months, take it back to the warehouse, and then bring me new stuff.
Right.
This way, when otherwise they're just going to keep seeing the same things.
Right. So there's something, and that's work, right?
Or what I do is I just take a couple pieces of the furniture that were in one room, and then I give it a new life because I changed it to a different room, and then people will come in and say, "Is this new?" I said, "No, it was just over here." But then after they ask me for like the third time, "Is that new?" I'm like, "Yes, it's new. I just got it in."
Unbelievable, huh? And that's the deal, and it's the extra work. I have one ad I've done for Pets Unlimited. I did his grand opening. And you know, for like 30 years, he's had the same ad. 30 years. But you really should change the stuff around.
Oh, yeah.
Because people will see it and just go right by it.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So what you got to do is keep fresh.
That's what it's all about.
Do you know, like when you order French fries from McDonald's, if you say that, "I want them fresh," they give them out. Do you ever get cold fries?
I hate cold fries.
Right. So then you just say, "I want it fresh." And then they say, "Okay." And then another trick is say, "I don't want it with salt."
Yep.
Right? And then they get mad at you because they have to make it fresh, right? Because no salt. And then you say, "Can I get some salt on the side?"
All the time.
Right. I don't know if that's...
Not that I eat at McDonald's anymore, but...
No, I know.
I used to, but...
That's good stuff. So what ahead? Did you eat one of the Fat Jack sandwiches?
I had their cheesesteak. It was awesome.
Right. It's unbelievable.
Do we
have Dan on the radio for Fat Jack's? I thought he was going to be on. Can they hear me?
Oh, we called him and he left a message.
And what did he say?
For Danny. We left a message.
Okay. So let's just... Okay. So that I would like to know that because I was told he was the first caller.
Yes, he got busy, and we have to call him back. But there's no more cheesesteaks left because they were so good, everybody gobbled them up.
I'm telling you, I took that cheesesteak, and I put the ranch dressing on it.
And there's an example, Tammy, too. Like, when we do business for someone and we get them clients, it's their cheesesteak, it's their food that brings them back.
Oh, yeah.
Because our job is to bring a new customer, right? That's my job, is to get you customers, new customers. But what you just said, you might go down there because you, right?
Yeah, I would definitely, you know, I live in St. Pete, but you know what? There are times that I'm up here in the Clearwater area.
Right.
I'm going to be definitely taking this flyer That's why I know exactly where it is.
So try to like read it for a little bit, and then I'd like you to do a mini commercial for Fat Jack's. I don't know if it's appropriate for me to say this, but I am.
All right.
I would say that the best Philly cheesesteak that I ever get is from Fat Jack's. What do you think,
Bob? And I would agree. I have tried everything out here so far. I've tried the Italian. I've tried the buffalo. The buffalo chicken, that's a wild little creation there. That's good stuff.
Right, but what I'm saying is if you took all the companies in Florida that put out Philly cheesesteaks.
Fat Jack's got it.
Fat Jack's number one. And then I get customers upset at me because I have other customers that sell Philly cheesesteaks.
You know what?
I'm speaking from my heart.
I've eaten quite a few Philly cheesesteaks, and me being from Baltimore, you know, we used to have some really good Philly cheesesteaks up there, but down here I've had a hard time finding them. I'm going to definitely say Fat Jack's was definitely one of the best.
Right.
I like the meat. I like the quality of the meat. They were nicely full and filled, and I like that hoagie roll that they were using.
Right. I wonder what the I forget the name of the roll that there's. Formosa roll or something like that. That's the famous one out of Philly. But I'm not sure the name of it exactly. But that's what the roll.
Philly Joe's, is that?
Yeah, Philly Joe's does a good job too. Right? But this is, Fat Jack's is better.
Yes.
Right? Number
Absolutely.
One. So, and then is, you want to hear a quick story about Fat Jack's?
Sure.
So I have this young man that comes in. He's about 12 years old. No, 10 years old. So I said, I want you to go through my 200 clients. Bobby confirmed this too, by the way, because Bobby was there to witness it. Because
true. I'm telling you already.
Yeah, I know, but don't unless you. I know, because it's almost unbelievable what I'm about to say. So the first time we did business with Philly, Fat Jack's, we had his mom got on the line to call in. Now I didn't know that they were a call-in. That's how originally we got him as a client. But we did ads, like, for them to see, right? So I said to the young man, there's 200 clients, and we put them out there, all the different books and stuff. Pick the ad that you think is the best, that you like. And then, Bobby, tell them what happened. So
he picks the one page in the book.
He says, this is the best one. Now, do I know that she's on hold?
I had not told him.
Because he tells me in my ear. Right? So then what happened then?
I haven't made any phone signal, nothing.
So nothing.
Any pulse.
So then I start talking to the young man. I say, why'd you pick Fat Jack's? He goes, oh, I love the logo, because they have a cool looking logo that a kid would like, right? The guy has what is that in his hand?
Looks like a hoagie roll.
A hoagie roll, but you would think it's a gun, right?
Yep.
By glancing at it. So he has a cool looking logo, right? So that's what the kid says why I picked it. He goes, this is the one out of 200 different clients to choose from. So then Bobby, after that, goes to me, you're not going to believe this. But guess who's on hold? And I said, well, who? Fat Jack's was on hold. The mother was on the line, and this kid picked out his ad.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that kind of cool?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that was a year ago, right? And they're still doing business with us, and... it's a cool thing, and that's the thing is, if you can, it's not always, but when you make people money, right, they tend to like you.
Yeah.
Right, and that's the deal. So that's a pretty cool story, right? And as a matter of fact, that young man's going to be in 2 weeks. He's doing really good in school. So he had to do really good in school to get back on. That was his thing, because he was having a little bit of trouble in school. So we used that as an incentive to get him, so... I talked to him a couple weeks ago. He goes, I'm doing good in school, so get ready to put me back on the radio. It's a good incentive, right? Why not? So that's the deal there with that. We're going to play a song, Bobby. We're going to have you. Who wants to pick a song to play?
You.
Pick a song.
All right, then we're going to have to do it, I guess.
What's your band? What's your favorite band, like singer?
I'm not particular.
Do you listen to music?
To R&B.
Huh?
R&B.
Put on a good R&B song.
Okay.
Who's a good R&B singer?
R. Kelly.
No, we're not. We can't. I got a agency that I have to please here.
Okay.
You want me to find you some...
A good R&B song.
Some...
And it's being paid for by Unique and Beautiful Cleaning Company.
Hang on.
So we're going to...
Just let you know, I can't hear anything out of these headphones.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You, why didn't you tell me?
I don't know.
How about now?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Yeah. I'm supposed to have those set up, too, so that's... shame.
I just thought they were just a look.
There is something to that. What is it called? Fake it till you make it?
That's it.
Like even me telling you I get depressed, right? When do you ever hear someone saying that on the air? I get depressed, right?
Not very often.
No, because and then, right. So it's just something like you just fake it till you make it. Some people think you shouldn't even say that. But then like you said, if I'm speaking the truth from the language of the heart, it's the truth.
Yep.
That's all. And it's so be it, you know, if someone doesn't like it. Is this R&B now?
Ish. Early stuff.
Who is it?
It's the Sugar Hill Gang.
Do you know who they are? I've heard this song before. Can you hear?
We can hear.
And now we go to the break.
Wait.
What?
Play it a little longer.
All right.
You like it?
And we'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Looking for a great night's sleep? Then call John Joa's Discount Mattress. They offer pillow tops, memory foam beds, and hotel beds. Twin sets starting at $169, fulls $225, queens $245, and kings $275. Visit them at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo, 727-639-2627. That's 727-639-2627 for John Joa's Discount Mattress. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay 533 here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Let's take a look at your Brian Cash Claw Show Fat Jack's traffic report. Currently looking into Pinellas, we have not a whole lot to report on other than a small incident southbound 275 at 54th Avenue blocking the right shoulder. Moving on over to Hillsboro, collision northbound I-275 at Lois Avenue having the right shoulder blocked. That's backing you all the way up to the airport exit. So, give yourself some extra time there. Avoid that area. Going up, the Veterans Expressway is looking good right now. Suncoast Parkway looking good. We have some heavy congestion up in Pasco. State Road 52. Heading westbound at US 41. Probably because of that construction. And a little bit just east of I-75. Let's take a look at your weather tonight. We're looking at a low of 77 degrees. Only a 20% chance of rain. Most of those showers have already moved through the area. Tomorrow, 60% chance of rain, high of 85. Well, that's a little cooler. We'll see if it actually comes out that way. Current temperature is 86 degrees in Zephyr Hills with slight thunder showers. Dade City, 89 degrees. And in downtown Clearwater, 87 degrees. Partly cloudy skies. We'll be back to Brian Cashclaw's show right after this. Stop into HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities and get 10% off White Shaker cabinets when you use a coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit the showrooms in Holiday at 1832 US Highway 19 in the Save a Lot Plaza and in Clearwater at 24103 US Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com. Are you renovating, remodeling, or building? The source for all your materials from start to finish is Bay Area Materials. Whether it's lumber, hardware, garden supplies, building materials, home centers, windows, doors, frames, accessories, Bay Area Materials has it ready for you. Located at 6196 126th Avenue in Largo, you can visit them in person or give them a call at 727-535-2122. That's 727-535-2122. The knowledgeable staff at Bay Area Materials can help you get what you need to finish that big project. Don't have construction knowledge? That's okay. Their knowledgeable staff are ready and willing to help. That's Bay Area Materials, 6196 126th Avenue in Largo. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. 727-535-2122. It's Florida, and your gutters need cleaning frequently. Never clean your gutters again when you call Supreme Gutter Guard. 727-600-0751. They install seamless gutters, super gutters, lanai gutters, gutter guards, fascias, and soffits. Visit them at 8168 129th Street North in Seminole. Don't forget about their 10% discount for military and seniors. Supreme Gutter Guard, 727-600-0751.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
Back to the Brian Cash Claus radio show. Maybe we should hear that. Play that song.
All right, call me. You want calls, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I should have my sunglasses on.
This is a really good song for advertising. I just caught that. Call me.
See? You want me to, I can use it on, you know, somebody's commercial?
Let's do it.
Okay.
You want us to make you a commercial? Just, there's no obligation. We could make a commercial with this. Call me for the boutique.
Yeah?
Let's come up with something for that. But you know what, I was talking about depression and stuff like that, but there's an answer to that too. You know, you move a muscle, you change a thought. And there's some things I can tell people what to do, like say if it's scripture, right? So I quote scripture. You know, to keep it, you got to give it away, right? To be a giver. You know, to understand, to find God, the desire has to come from within, right? To understand that. And can I do throughout the day like a self-appraisal, right? Can I do that self-appraisal to see where maybe I'm wrong, where I'm right, and then try to change, but ask God to direct my thinking, right? And then also, too, is straighten out the past. Like anything I've done in the past, can I straighten it out with an amends to make a wrong right? You get what an amends is, to make a wrong right is what it means. So if I do these things, right, it's impossible for me to stay in depression. And also, if I can remember to breathe. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Just remember to breathe. And then pause, too. Like, say if I'm upset for some reason in my head, and maybe it's manufactured, too. It's not even real. But let's say can I pause? First, it's breathe, pray, pause, and then proceed. Right? Can I do that? And like the little tuna asked the big tuna, he said, "Mr. Big Tuna, how'd you become a big tuna?" And what the big tuna said to the little tuna is, "Don't take the bait." Right? And there are people, even customers, whoever, right, who can bait you into like an argument. But then when you don't argue and you stay at peace, right, what happens then is you teach people how to treat you. So me knowing all this stuff, right? Like, see how I'm saying? If you agree what I'm saying is true, you might not.
I agree.
Okay. But the thing is that still with that knowledge, I still get in depression sometimes. So it's like, be about it, don't talk about it. I'll give you an example. This is going to just, I was at Winn-Dixie. And it was by, is it a Mexican, is they on right now?
John Joe's?
No, Viva Mexico.
No, I can call them if you like.
Oh, I didn't know if I was talking and they're on hold. And they're thinking to themselves, all right, maybe even people, we're off the air. No.
We're here.
Well, so sometimes I think when I'm talking too, is people, would you shut up? Do you ever think that too?
At times, yes.
Yes. So I don't know where I was. So you breathe, you pause, you pray, you proceed. So I'm at the Winn-Dixie. And it said, buy one, get one free, bird's eye, skillets. You're going to kill me with this story, right?
No.
So I go up and I get all the different bird's eyes. It doesn't say any specific one. And I walk back there with the manager because it didn't show up on my thing, buy one, get one free. It was just for the spinach, because the sign was above the spinach, which was true. But it doesn't say on the sign specifically for spinach. And do you know what I did? I didn't get upset. And I paid the full price, and then even the cashier started to take my side against the manager. Whereas before, maybe in the past, I would stand my ground, you know?
Yep.
It doesn't say specifically spinach. It says any bird's eye. Didn't say any, by the way, but it said buy one, get one free. And do you know, I didn't get upset. I just paid the full price. And do you know, when I walked out, I felt good. I'm gonna go really crazy. You want to hear something? I felt like a priest. I know I shouldn't say. Can I be honest with you? So I know it's terrible to say it. I almost felt like I was like, okay, my son, I will pay full price. But I'll tell you what. A day earlier, the same situation, I might have got upset.
Yep.
So who changed?
You did.
I did. It's like when you're in a car, right? Someone cuts you off. If you really knew about it, maybe they were trying to race to the hospital. Maybe they just found out that they got fired. Maybe they just found out their kid had to be picked up and they were late. Whatever the reason, right? Maybe they just found out they got cancer. I mean, I don't want to go that far, but so they cut you off. Can you show compassion for that person that cut you off, right? Because anger is a subtle foe, too.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, you're driving around and someone cuts you off. Next thing you know, you're going, oh, I'm not supposed to do that.
Oh, that's going to be cut off.
I just saw a thumbs up.
Thumbs up, yeah.
Number one.
So my point is who changed, though? The following day, I give the person the finger that day, but then the next day I get cut off, I'm okay. Again, who changed?
Yeah, the roads are here.
Right, we changed, right?
Yeah.
So
compared to Pennsylvania...
What?
The roads.
Yeah.
The way people drive.
Right. So the point is that I changed. You changed. Why is it one day you get upset and then the next day it's okay?
Because it could have been the fact that what happened yesterday could have been something that you were angry about. And then the next day you found out, you realized there are bigger problems.
Right. And you know, I thank you. Can I say this to you? Because I forget what it was bothering me. It was something so minor. Yeah, I'll tell you what it was. I'm going to tell you. You guys are going to hate me.
I'm going to hear it.
You're going to hear it. It cost $5 for a pack of Sabret hot dogs, right? And my son overcooked the hot dogs. I kid you not, that's it. He forgot they were in the oven, whatever.
Darn him.
Then I think, what's going on? So while I'm upset about this, guess what I'm watching? People crying in Ukraine about their houses being blown up.
Yes.
Over 80,000 Russian soldiers have been killed. I don't know how many Ukrainians, I'm not taking either side, I'm just saying, I don't know how many Ukrainians have been killed, displaced out of their house, have to be refugees. Keep in mind, while I'm watching this, I'm upset about the hot dogs. Mm. What do you think about that?
I think it's funny.
It's funny, right? If you put it in perspective.
Mm-hmm. You know, people ask me every day, how am I doing? I say fantastic.
Ah, beautiful.
You know, I wake up every day.
Right.
I have a roof over my head. I got a job. I have a car. I'm breathing. So you know what? It is a great day.
Right. But how come I agree with you 100%. Now, here's the million-dollar question, and 100% agree with
you. Do I get $1 million?
Yes.
Okay.
Check's in the mail.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out for it.
How come I believe you and then don't do what you just said? Mm. In other words, again, what we were talking about earlier, be about it, don't talk about it. I agree 100% with you. Like, it's like, I'll give you this thing. I'm driving down the road on my cell phone, going to my job, arguing with my girlfriend. And if you ask some people, they hear arguing with the girlfriend, right? So they hear it as that's a negative sentence. But really, I'm driving, so it must mean I have a driver's license. I have a car. So I should be things to be grateful for.
Like having Jose on the phone.
Okay, we got Jose. So to be grateful, Jose's on the But I just want to do this. Grateful I have a girlfriend, I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. I'm on a cell phone, so I must have a cell phone.
And Jose does too.
And I have a job because I said I was driving to my work. See, I can turn that one sentence around that some people could see a negative, but you can. It's like the more I'm grateful for what I have, the more I get to be grateful for. And then the more I complain about what I have, the more I get to complain about. Mm. Did you realize we were going to go with this today on this show?
I did not.
Okay.
It was not part of the detailed script we had today.
Right. It wasn't.
It has to be your guest.
That's it. So who do we have? Jose from
Jose.
Where?
Jose. Your restaurant. Mexican restaurant.
Yes. Yeah, so where are you located?
We are located on 1740 Dury Street on Clearwater.
Ask some questions.
So I have a question for you, Jose.
Yes. Tell
me about your tacos. What do you make in your tacos?
We make tacos with carne asada, with chicken, chorizo. We basically do the homemade tortillas on the afternoon. And we bring our own spices from Mexico, so we can keep a little bit of the taste of Mexico to all our dishes.
That sounds absolutely delicious. And question, do you have a liquor license? Do you sell beer, wine, sangrias, or...
I'm sorry?
Do you offer any type of alcohol? Beer, wine, sangria?
Yeah, we just have a beer, so we got some important beers from Mexico. We have a Corona, Modelo. From how we got a Bud Light, and also we got the big beers, the 32 ounces.
Awesome,
popular right now here.
Okay, and are you on Uber Eats?
Yes, we do Uber Eats and a GrabHub.
Awesome.
You're going to take over. Come on.
And it says that you're open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9, Sunday to 4. Do you have any type of breakfast or breakfast tacos on Sundays?
Yeah, the only day we close early is on Sunday. We open from 10 to 4. Any other days, but on the term of the week, from 11 till 9. And Saturdays, we open from 10 till 9 also.
Okay.
Well, thank you for being on the show, my friend.
Thank you,
Jose.
You're on AM and FM, AM on 1340, and then you're on FM on 106.1 FM. And then we're also on YouTube, where you can watch us on the internet because we have cameras in the studio. So anytime you want to watch the show, it's on the YouTube besides AM and FM. And then we're on during drive time, and that's important because that's when people are stuck in traffic. It's the highest rated hour for radio.
Okay.
So thank you, Jose, for being on. It's the Brian Cash Claws radio show.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
So now you or we can change it to the Brian Dash.
You know what I was thinking? It's because it says Dodge. If you change the D to a C, it's Cash. And my name is Brian.
Yep.
So what's the odds of that? So do me a favor. Interview these you two guys. Interview each other. Interview Denise what she does.
Okay.
And ask her. She does shirts.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. So I understand you do your shirts. And... What type of material do you use when you're doing your shirts?
We use all type of material, dry fit, cotton, 50-50, polyester, cotton, whatever type of shirt you need. Yep. We have jerseys.
And do you do a V-neck or are you more of a crew neck?
We can do V-necks, crew necks, but I'm a V-neck.
I am too. It's all about the V-neck.
Oh, yeah, most definitely that.
And comfortable. When you do your detailing, your decals, what type of, is it a vinyl iron-on or is it?
We do all type of prints. We do silkscreen print, we do vinyl, we do direct-to-garment. So we have all types that we can do, provide.
Fantastic.
Yep.
And Would you be able, like, I'm a small company, so I only have a couple employees that work with us. So
It's a minimum of at least 10 shirts or more.
Okay. That's good to know. And price range, does that go comparing to what type of printing materials we're using?
Yeah, it depends on locations, how many locations you want to print, how many colors in there. We have to see the artwork. Everything started with the artwork. But we do custom T-shirts, signs, printing, websites, SEO work. Yeah, we do a lot.
And where are you located?
Right now we're in Osmar and everything. You can find us at the Osmar Flea Market and Tyrone. Yep.
And Tyrone? In the mall area? Or
no, it's just a location, Tyrone. Oh. It's new. It's very new. Yep.
Also, can you do a commercial for this unique? This, like, read that. Do a commercial, like if it was for you, how you would do a commercial for Unique, Beautiful, Cleaning Company.
Okay, let's go with
that's
this.
Her, and then
Unique, Beautiful Cleaning Company. We offer one-time, weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly cleaning. You can call Luz Carbano.
Carbella.
I apologize. That's Carbella. Okay. That's going to be 484-838-4934. We are licensed, fully insured, and we promise to be spotless and one of the best cleaning companies in the area.
Yeah,
thank you.
I guess I'm taking over, so let's go with this now.
Okay. So I know that he wanted us to interview each other, so how do people get in contact with you, and what's your name of your business again?
My company is called My Style Boutique.
Okay.
I do a lot of advertisements on Facebook. We also have websites on a couple other apps, which is Nextdoor and OfferUp.
Okay.
So what I do with those websites is anytime I get any type of new furniture in, I'm always advertising those products. And what's great with that is not only do they get to see what is new, but when they come to pick up one item, they actually get to see the whole store.
Okay, that sounds good.
You know, like I said, it's 4,000 square feet. So when you go into Facebook, through Facebook, it's called My Style St. Pete.
Okay.
And then also you can go into Brian Dash's website, and I'm always posting new products, new looks and stuff like that.
Okay.
Good. And then tell us about your partner, the one that's at the warehouse. Like, tell us about your relationship and the deal you have going with her, because she's a fine lady. She's the one who set this up for us.
Yeah. Lori London, she's my business partner. She's also the owner of My Style Boutique and also My Style Warehouse. She's been doing this for years. So a lot of the stuff that we have, it's just a collection that she has been collecting through years. We used to do home stagings, so we use the quality furniture that we have and stage houses that going into real estate to be shown. We have everything from Louis Vuitton to Coach.
Okay.
It's just a great collection that we have.
Okay. Well, let people know your address again.
The address
where they can find you.
Yes, my address for the boutique is going to be 11,000 70th Avenue. That's going to be in Seminole.
Okay.
That's going to be directly across the street from the Seminole Elementary School.
Okay.
And I am open on Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5.
Okay, and if they have any questions,
they
can reach out to what number?
That phone number would be...
Is this it?
I don't call very often, so that's going to be 727-350-4502. And then the address for the warehouse, they're going to be open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 4, and that's an 8,000 square foot warehouse. The address for that is going to be 4874 96th Street North. That's going to be directly across the street and through the warehouses by the VA hospital off of Bay Pines.
All right, then. That sounds good. And the name of the business, the T-shirt printing business, is Arts and Graphics Beyond. You can reach us at 727-486-1182. We do custom T-shirt signs, printing, business cards, everything you can name, from vehicle wrap to lettering on the back of your window. Okay. And you want to say the name of your business again?
My business is Unique and Beautiful Cleaning Company. You can contact me at 484-838-4943. Or you can go into my website at uniqueandbeautifulcleaningcompany.com.
All right, now.
Oh, yeah, you can keep on trucking for another 3 minutes or so, or two and a half minutes.
Okay, then. So,
all right.
So on your cleaning service, I wanted to ask, like, some cleaning services uses a different type of fragrance or anything, you know. Some of them use essential oils. What make your products unique, or, you know?
Well, since I'm a vendor for property management, these are actually apartments that are empty.
Okay.
So we use the store
just
products.
Just the regular store.
Correct.
Okay. All right. That's what I wanted to ask. I know one guy, he was using essential oils, and I know a lot about essential oils.
A lot of people,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, and they're really good. And I think, like, lemongrass is good for your venous mm-hmm. systems. To help breathing and bacterial and
yes, a lot of people do
sinuses.
Ask for organic
yeah,
products.
Yeah, exactly. Is there anything else you would like to say, or?
Well, I know that you travel quite far. How many people are in your company that you have
in
here?
Pennsylvania?
In this location here,
I just moved right now. So
okay.
in the meantime, I'm going to be doing it for myself until I start getting more business.
Okay. Perfect.
So,
because yes, right now in Pennsylvania, I have two, so they two people running out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, then you all make sure you use her services, Unique and Beauty Cleaning Company. She's fairly new to the area, so she's looking for new clientele. Please do reach out to her at 484-438-4943.
All right, we'll see everybody next week.
All right,
sounds thank you.
Good.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
Sponsored by